One of the great texts of the Hebrew Scriptures, we find the promise of a new birth. This takes us to Ezekiel chapter 36. And this text, I believe, in Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 25 to 26, have their fulfillment in the statement of Jesus, where he says, "Except one be born of water and of the Spirit, he is not able to enter into the kingdom of heaven." And this took Nicodemus by surprise. He was unaware of that. And Jesus says, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and you don't understand these great truths?" And no doubt he was thinking, I believe, of this great text in Ezekiel chapter 36. It reads as follows, verse 25, "Vezarakti alehim mayim teorim, utechartim mekol tum otechem, umekol gilolechem atahir etchem. And I will sprinkle upon you clean water, and you shall be clean from all of your uncleannesses and from all of your idols. I will cleanse you." Notice it begins, "Vezarak, vezarakti." We have the verb zarak, meaning to sprinkle, and we have the cal perfect, first common singular of this verb, in the T suffix, indicative of the indicating the first person singular. And then we have a vav conversive that turns it over. So, "I and I will sprinkle over you." Again, we have the preposition al, le, and then we have him, the personal pronoun, second masculine plural. "So I will sprinkle over you mayim tehurim," pure or clean water. Notice mayim is the dual form with the dual ending, followed by the adjective tehorim from tehor, which is a plural masculine adjective agreeing with mayim. "So I will sprinkle over you clean water," and we're looking, I believe, at spiritual cleansing, which helps to define, no doubt, what Jesus meant when he says, "Except one be born of water and of the Spirit." And the water then becomes symbolic of the spiritual cleansing that the Spirit would give at conversion. And then the text goes on to say, "And you shall be clean." Notice u tehartim. U is just conjunction, turning over the verb that's in the perfect and putting it into the future. Tahar, tahartim, comes from the root tahar, and this is just your cal perfect, second masculine plural from tahar. And notice again, the tim ending indicates the second masculine plural, pronominal suffix ending to that to the verb. "So you shall be clean from all of your uncleannesses." Me is just your preposition men, the noon having assimilated from men in the kof, and then the noun tum otehim, your uncleannesses. Notice the ot ending, or the ot before the hem or a hem, is a sign of the feminine plural, and so from all of your uncleannesses, and hem is just your pronominal suffix, second masculine plural. "So I will sprinkle you with clean water, and as a result, you shall be clean from all of your impurities or uncleanness, and then from all idols." And notice again, u is just your conjunction followed by the preposition mim and kol, the adjective meaning all or every, and gelul lehem is the noun idol or idols, gelulei, followed by the pronominal suffix third or second masculine plural in the hem. And so you shall be clean from all of your idols that they had worshipped. The Lord now is going to, in the future, take idols away completely from Israel. And then, Ataher etchem, and I will cleanse you. And notice, Ataher is the PL imperfect, first common singular, from Tahar. Notice we have a composite Shabbat followed by a pathak, indicating the pointing of a PL imperfect. So, I will cleanse you. And notice ethem is just your personal pronoun, direct object, second masculine singular. So, the Lord promises through water and through that or through the means of water, a cleansing from all uncleanness and from idols. And certainly in the New Testament, the water then becomes symbolic of the Lord's overall cleansing of one who's willing to believe in Jesus, his Savior. But not only do we have the cleansing, but we also have a new heart and a new spirit, the Holy Spirit that is given to us. So notice the next verse. It says, verse 26, V'natati lechem lev chadash, and I will give to you a new heart. Notice the ve is just a conjunction that is a vav conversive that turns it over and makes the perfect verb futuristic. And so natan is the verb. It's a pay. It's a double, actually a double weak verb, but here the final noon has assimilated into the pronominal suffix ending t, which is the first common singular ending to this verb. So, and I will put to you, or give to you, and notice lahem is your inseparable preposition lamed, and the personal pronoun hem, second masculine plural, I will give to you lev chadash, a new heart. And lev is the noun meaning heart or mind, followed by the adjective chadash, meaning new. And so I will give to you a new heart. And then he goes on to say, "V'ruach ha-chadasha etein," and a new spirit I will give in your midst, bekir bechem. And notice the vav here is just your conjunction, followed by ruach, which is the word for spirit, and chadasha, which is the word adjective meaning new. And so, and a new spirit, etain, I will give in your midst. Notice etain is from the root natan, and the noon of the root has assimilated into the top. And so this is a cal perfect, or a cal imperfect, first common singular from the root natan. So I will give to you in your midst a new spirit. And that spirit, we believe, is none other than the Holy Spirit that Jesus spoke of when he said one has to be born of the Spirit. So I will give to you a new heart and a new spirit, and I will give in your midst. And notice, bekir bechem, kerev means mix or midst. Be is just your inseparable preposition in, and when kerev is in construct here with chem, we have a shortening of the first vowel to kirb, and then we add echem. So I will give in your midst a new spirit, v'chasiroti et lev ha'evan, and I will take away the heart of stone. Notice the vav here is the vav conversive again, and the to take away is from the root sur, and middle weak verb. Here the he is indicative of the hifil causative stem, followed by the first person pronominal suffix in the t. So I will take away et lev ha'evan, the heart of stone. Here we have two nouns in construct, eight and ha'evan. So I will take away the heart of stone. This is looking at how far away God's people had moved and how easy it is for us to do the same thing. So we have the promise of the Spirit to take away the heart of stone from your flesh. Mibesarchim. Notice the mim here is showing that it is the preposition min, where the nun has assimilated into the bait. And from your flesh, basar is a noun that means flesh, and chem is just your pronominal suffix, a second masculine plural. So I'll give to you the heart of stone, or I will take away the heart of stone out of your flesh, and then I will give to you a heart of flesh. And notice the next phrase, venati natati lahim lev basar. Ve is just your conjunction, turning the perfect over here and making it future. And I will give. And then to you, lecha, le is the preposition, and him is your pronominal suffix, second masculine plural. So I will give to you a heart of flesh. Lev is a noun that means heart, and it's in construct with basar, meaning flesh. And so the beautiful prediction here is that the Lord will give a new heart, and that will be created by the Holy Spirit, the new spirit that he has promised to give his people, and that we have entered, his people Israel, and that we have entered into that already through faith in Christ. And so a new spirit I will give in your midst, and I will take away the heart of stone. Not only do we see the Lord bringing a new spirit, but also removing the stony hearts. And we certainly see that realized in the ministry of our Lord. And I will give you a heart of flesh. The life that you will lead once you come to me will be one that is a tender life, a heart of flesh. And so this great text, looking at cleansing, spiritual cleansing, looking at the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the work he would do, beautifully has its fulfillment in John 3. When Jesus was talking to Nicodemus and encouraging him to consider the new birth. And this great text back here sets the background and stage for the teaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ about the new birth.